You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Jess Winfield, who is probably best known as a founding member of a group that condenses all of Shakespeare's plays into a single two-hour performance, has now written a novel in which his hero eats a gigantic psychedelic mushroom, travels back in time, and becomes William Shakespeare. My name is Will, a novel of sex, drugs, and Shakespeare is published by 12, and I'm very pleased that it brings Jess Winfield back to this show. Hi. When
Great
I say back,
be.
You were here, I think, 1992 with the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I recall that now, at seeing you across the table. It was, we were, I think, doing the New York premiere of the complete works of William Shakespeare for the New York International Arts Festival.
And how long after that did you leave the group?
Not too long thereafter. I'd been performing with the troupe for about 10 years by then, and I hung up the tights in 1992.
Have you missed Will since? Is that why you've returned to him as the subject of your first novel?
Well, I never really left him altogether. I'm still in touch with the current Reduced Shakespeare Company, and the show is performed all over the world, and I try to keep tabs on it where and when I can. I also wrote a book called What Would Shakespeare Do in 1998 that was sort of a literary answer to the What Would Jesus Do phenomenon. But for most of those last 10 years, I was working at the Walt Disney Company doing television animation as a producer and writer.
And how did you go from the Reduced Shakespeare Company to Disney and animation?
Well, that was one of those career moves where I was just tired of doing the Shakespeare show 8 times a week, and I sort of stepped off the cliff into the void of not knowing what was going to happen next, and had a friend who was freelance writing for animation, and I slipped in the back door that way.
And then writing books was a way of getting out of that?
Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Well,
you're running out of options.
You know, I'm a big fan of changing careers. I think it keeps life fresh and interesting. And after 10 years at Disney, I was ready to do something else and took that step off the cliff again.
Well, this book also connects Shakespeare and religion. We'll get to that in a little bit. But what got you thinking about this premise?
Well, I had always been fascinated by the year 1582 in Shakespeare's life, which he was 18 years old, and that's the year he knocked up local farmer's daughter Anne Hathaway.
And We think.
And was suddenly faced with this choice in his life to stay in Stratford, tied to the apron strings, or, again, to take that leap off of the cliff and go to London and try to make it as a playwright. And I was always – it's always seemed to me a very human and sort of compelling and vulnerable time in his life. So that was where the Shakespeare element came from.
Well, we don't know all that much about Shakespeare's life. Do we know much about what happened when he was 18? You have him teaching Latin. Was he actually doing that?
Well, there's a rumor in Stratford that he was a country schoolmaster, and there have been various theories posited as to where exactly in the country it was. I didn't see any reason for it to be anywhere other than Stratford-on-Avon, where he was living with his family at the time.
There are so many mysteries. There are some people who think Shakespeare didn't write all the plays we attribute to him. How can I be sure that you wrote this book? Because I've heard claims that Stephen Greenblatt, whose name bears some resemblance to your protagonist, actually wrote it.
That is extraordinary. We sent a copy of the book early on to Stephen Greenblatt to ask him for a blurb. And someone said to me, well, you know, of course, your character is a parody of Stephen Greenblatt. My main character's name is Willie Greenberg. And it turned out that Stephen Greenblatt was teaching at Santa Cruz and teaching at Berkeley and surfing in Santa Cruz at the same time that my character is in Berkeley and Santa Cruz, and they thought it must surely have been a parody. I actually had no idea that that was Stephen Greenblatt's history, so I wrote him a little cover letter that said, "Dear Stephen, I've just written a novel that's apparently about you. I hope you enjoy it."
Are the segments that are set in the 1980s based on your experiences as a student?
I was an undergraduate at Santa Cruz for a year. My main character, Willie Greenberg, who is on the run from Ronald Reagan's Drug Enforcement Agency, we share some of the same memories and places, but it's really not as autobiographical as some people have accused it of being.
Well, there's a fair amount of sex and drugs, and I guess you don't want to admit to that.
Oh, if only I could admit to having as much sex as Willie Greenberg does in this book.
Did you study Shakespeare when you were in college, or was that something that you really focused on when you were with the I say the RSC, but that's the Royal Shakespeare Company, the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
We like to call it the other RSC, RSC writ small. I studied Shakespeare in college. I went to Berkeley and was in the English department and specialized in Shakespeare, although I sort of minored in theater and spent a lot of time in the subterranean hallways of the theater department doing improvisational theater.
And did you do Renaissance fairs?
I did do the Renaissance fair. That was where the Reduced Shakespeare Company started, in fact, doing half-hour versions of Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet.
Are they as full of drugs as you suggest in this book? Renaissance fairs? I never thought about that.
Renaissance fairs, well, you know, the Renaissance fairs were born out of 1960s hippie counterculture, really. And back in the day, there was a lot of sex and drugs going on there. People think of people who do Renaissance fairs as geeks. If only they knew what a good time they were having there.
First of all, I should tell people that my guest is Jess Winfield. He's written a novel called My Name is Will, a novel of sex, drugs, and Shakespeare, published by 12. Your modern character, Willie G, is writing a master's degree thesis that says Shakespeare was secretly a Catholic and encoded pro-Catholic messages are in his writing. Are there any academics who've suggested that, or is this totally you?
Well, no, I actually read a book by a scholar named Claire Asquith called Shadow Play, which the main thesis of which was that Shakespeare was writing coded dissident messages to the oppressed Catholics.
Could he have gotten away with that in Elizabethan England?
Well, he would have had to have been very clever because a lot of his contemporaries didn't get away with it. Ben Jonson was tortured and arrested. Christopher Marlowe murdered, probably for some shadowy reason relating to the Jesuits and the Catholic Protestant intrigues of the day. If he was writing dissident messages, he was very clever about it. I actually don't think that he was. And in fact, Willie Greenberg comes to the ultimate point in his thesis where he believes that Shakespeare was beyond religion, that what he was promoting in his works was, in fact, humanism, and that he was the first playwright to really champion that, and that's why his works are so accessible today.
And many of his plays refer to the pagan religions of ancient Greece and Rome.
They do indeed.
Back to that Latin that he was teaching.
Yeah.
Which you translate rather shockingly at times.
I have some small Latin as Shakespeare was rumored to. I thought that was sort of a fun joke because Ben Jonson famously said that Shakespeare had little Latin and less Greek. So I thought that it would be fun to show him actually struggling to teach Latin to six-year-olds. And there's a running joke from his former master at what a terrible Latin student Shakespeare actually is. But, the same way that Willie Greenberg looks back to Shakespeare as a dead playwright icon of the past that helps him come to a realization of the William within him and the power that he has to become a great writer, William Shakespeare also looked back at Ovid and Terence and Plautus and the great writers of Greek and Roman tragedy. And those were surely an inspiration to him, not only an inspiration but a source for material.
You alternate between relatively modern times and Shakespeare's time. How closely do you want us to draw parallels between the two eras in the novel? Well, because this involves both Willies being busted by the authorities.
Yeah, they're both on the run from government officials. Willie Greenberg, because he's delivering this giant psilocybin mushroom to try to make some cash to get through his master's thesis with, is being chased by Ronald Reagan's Drug Enforcement Agency. And William Shakespeare has been asked to deliver a box of Catholic relics to a family friend and arouses the suspicion of local magistrate Sir Thomas Lucy, who he is rumored to have been poaching in Lucy's Deer Park. And he's actually being chased by Queen Elizabeth's anti-Catholic priest hunters.
Are you suggesting that recreational drug users are the modern equivalent of persecuted Catholics in Shakespeare's time?
No. I mean, obviously, there's the stakes are much higher for William Shakespeare. Even in Ronald Reagan's Drug Enforcement Agency days, those who were found with a gram of pot or whatever weren't going to be hung up, drawn and quartered in the public square. But you know, we can say we've come a long way in 400 years, but even since the time I started writing this, issues of torture in the United States and state torture have become much more prevalent than even I imagined they could have been just a few years ago.
Doesn't it require a certain amount of chutzpah to put new words into Shakespeare's mouth? I mean, he was one of the most eloquent, if you believe that he actually did what he did. And I'm one of those people who's perfectly happy believing that Shakespeare actually wrote those Shakespearean plays.
I'm perfectly happy to believe that. I don't believe there's any real evidence to the contrary. And why make the issue more complicated than it is? I truly believe that, I'm sorry, I've actually just forgotten what the...
That you put words in Shakespeare's
mouth. Oh, God. Well, when I first sat down to write that first line of dialogue for William Shakespeare, I did think to myself, my God, you are the cheeky one, aren't you, attempting to do this? But then I sort of comforted myself with the realization that, hey, William Shakespeare in my book is 18 years old. He's just a screwed up, confused kid with a great possible future in front of him. But I was a screwed up 18-year-old kid at one time, too. And if I just try to keep in touch with that part of it, that's the human element that I think makes him really interesting as a character.
Well, you have been living with Shakespeare for a long time, not just as a member of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. You also are one of the writers of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged.
Yes.
As part of the Reduced Shakespeare Company's output. So do you think now you pretty much know everything there is to know about Shakespeare?
Oh, I can't imagine that could ever happen to either one individual or to a society. There are more books written about Shakespeare than any single subject in the universe, and there's still books coming out week after week after week on the subject. So there's always more to learn. But, you know, just like Willie Greenberg in my story, I find great inspiration in continuing to learn about the Bard. It really helps one to learn about oneself, which is what the book is really about.
You're going to continue writing novels?
I absolutely hope to. The next thing I'm working on is a little bit of Don Quixote, a little bit of a foodie story, a little bit of a quest through California. It involves Catholics again. I don't know why that happened, that I'm suddenly obsessed with Catholics, but as a good Jewish boy, my mother would be shocked to learn that Catholicism has become my new subject of research.
And Shakespeare.
Although, you know, the next one, I hope to do something not Shakespearean, almost just to prove to myself that I can. There I go, stepping off that cliff again.
Well, you've gone from the man who pretty much solidified the English language to the man, Cervantes, who pretty much solidified the Spanish language.
And, you know, interestingly, they supposedly died on the same day, Cervantes and Shakespeare. So there's another metaphysical connection.
Although I think an imposter really died instead of Cervantes. But that's another story. Jess Winfield's novel, My Name is Will, a novel of sex, drugs, and Shakespeare, is published by 12. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's been an absolute pleasure.